Earnestly will she inquire at every step, what hath God spoken? Diligently she will study His word. She will keep her eyes fixed upon Christ, that her own daily experience, in the lowly round of care and duty, may be a true reflection of the one true life. 238-237.3 The Faithful Mother enrolled in Book of Immortal Fame-self-denial and the cross are our portion. Will we accept it? None of us need expect that, when the last great trials come upon us, a self-sacrificing, patriotic spirit will be developed in a moment, because needed. No, indeed, this spirit must be blended with our daily experience and infused into the minds and hearts of our children, both by precept and example. Mothers in Israel may not be warriors themselves, but they may raise up warriors who shall gird on the whole armor and fight manfully the battles of the Lord. 238.1 Mothers, to a great degree the destiny of your children rests in your hands. If you fail in duty, you may place them in the ranks of the enemy and make them his agents to ruin souls, but by godly example and faithful discipline you may lead them to Christ and make them the instruments in his hands of saving many souls. 238.2 Her work the Christian mothers, if done faithfully in God, will be immortalized. The votaries of fashion will never see or understand the immortal beauty of that Christian mother's work, and will sneer at her old-fashioned notions and her plain, unadorned dress, while the majesty of heaven will write the name of that faithful mother in the book of immortal fame. 238.3 The moments are priceless. The whole future life of Moses, the great mission which he fulfilled as the leader of Israel, testifies to the importance of the work of the Christian mother. There is no other work that can equal this. Parents should direct the instruction and training of their children, while very young, to the end that they may be Christians. They are placed in our care to be trained, not as heirs to the throne of an earthly empire, but as kings unto God, to reign through unending ages. 239-238.4 Let every mother feel that her moments are priceless, her work will be tested in the solemn day of accounts. Then it will be found that many of the failures and crimes of men and women have resulted from the ignorance and neglect of those whose duty it was to guide their childish feet in the right way. Then it will be found that many who have blessed the world with the light of genius and truth and holiness owe the principles that were the mainspring of their influence and success to a praying, Christian mother. 240-239.1 Chapter 39, Influence of the Mother. Mother's influence reaches into eternity. The sphere of the mother may be humble, but her influence, united with the father's, is as abiding as eternity. Next to God, the mother's power, for good is the strongest known on earth. 240.1 The mother's influence is an unceasing influence, and if it is always on the side of right, her children's characters will testify to her moral earnestness and worth. Her smile, her encouragement, may be an inspiring force. She may bring sunshine to the heart of her child by a word of love, a smile of approval. 240.2 When her influence is for truth, for virtue, when she is guided by divine wisdom, what a power for Christ will be her life. Her influence will reach on through time into eternity. What a thought is this, that the mother's looks and words and actions bear fruit in eternity, and the salvation or ruin of many will be the result of her influence. 240.3 Little does the mother realize that her influence in the judicious training of her children reaches with such power through the vicissitudes of this life, stretching forward into the future, immortal life. To fashion a character after the heavenly model requires much faithful, earnest, persevering labor, but it will pay, for God is a rewarder of all well-directed labor in securing the salvation of souls. 240.4 Like mother, like children. The tenderest earthly tie is that between the mother and her child. The child is more readily impressed by the life and example of the mother than by that of the father, for a stronger and more tender bond of union unites them. 241-240.5 The thoughts and feelings of the mother will have a powerful influence upon the legacy she gives her child. If she allows her mind to dwell upon her own feelings, if she indulges in selfishness, if she is peevish and exacting, the disposition of her child will testify to the fact. Thus many have received as a birthright almost unconquerable tendencies to evil. The enemy of souls understands this matter much better than do many parents. He will bring his temptations to bear upon the mother, knowing that, if she does not resist him, he can through her affect her child. The mother's only hope is in God. She may flee to him for strength and grace, and she will not seek in vain. Ah 241.1 A Christian mother will ever be wide awake to discern the dangers that surround her children. She will keep her own soul in a pure, holy atmosphere, she will regulate her temper and principles by the word of God and will faithfully do her duty, living above the petty temptations which will always assail her. Ah 241.2 The wholesome influence of a patient's mother, many times in the day is the cry of, Mother, Mother, heard, first from one little troubled voice and then another. In answer to the cry, mother must turn here and there to attend to their demands. One is in trouble and needs the wise head of the mother to free him from his perplexity. Another is so pleased with some of his devices he must have his mother see them, thinking she will be as pleased as he is.